Nolte, CBS News encourages physical assaults against political right. By John Nolte on May 22, 2019. With its embrace of the left's milkshake assaults on politicians, CBS News has joined CNN's campaign to encourage violence against the political right. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage was just the latest right-leaning politician attacked with a milkshake over the weekend. And as my colleague James Dalyngpole points out, there is nothing funny or harmless about these assaults. Once you start suggesting that physical assaults of any kind are acceptable, then you are legitimizing violence. And violence has a nasty habit of escalating, Dalyngpole writes, and that is exactly correct. The right to swing your fist ends at the tip of my nose, and hurling a milkshake at someone is a physical assault. Period. Even if it does not escalate beyond the milkshake, you are still throwing a physical object at someone, which at worst could injure them and at best vandalizes their property in the form of their clothes. Physical assault is an extremely easy and moral line to draw. And we all know the media would hit DEFCON 1 if a Barack Obama or Elizabeth Warren was ever hit with a milkshake. Nevertheless, here is CBS News openly encouraging physical assaults against their political enemies on the right, emphasis added. Protesters in Britain have weaponized the milkshake. In the latest of a series of attacks on right-wing politicians, Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage was doused with a milkshake yesterday. That was actually salted caramel, if anyone is wondering. Laughter, he was campaigning. These attacks have come to be known as milkshaking. Now, this follows egging. It follows pieing, punching. I don't know. I'm sure it feels great. I'm sure people love the feeling. Pictures fly around the world. Put some of that energy into campaigning and maybe the people you don't want to be in office won't be in office. That is not some talking head cracking wise, that is a so-called journalist, Tony Ducoble, who co-hosts CBS This Morning. You can watch the sickening spectacle at Newsbusters, which describes the scene this way, emphasis original. The journalists at CBS This Morning on Tuesday laughed at a new trend by militant leftists, dumping milkshakes on politicians they don't like. Co-host Tony Ducoble began with a whimsical recounting. In the latest of a series of attacks on right-wing politicians, Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage was doused with a milkshake yesterday. That was actually salted caramel, if anyone is wondering. This is yet another example of how the corrupt establishment media want to create an Animal Farm affirmative action world where the left enjoy more civil rights than the right. When the right says something the media do not like, it is violence, racism, and dangerous. When the left does actually assault someone, it is great. The political elite, academia, the news media, Hollywood, and our tech lords are all abusing their power to grant the left the civil right to say and do whatever they like, including violence, see, Antifa. Meanwhile, the right is silenced and slapped with scarlet letters over terms and traditional beliefs, for refusing to call a biological man a woman, for opposing abortion and gay marriage, for using the term illegal alien as opposed to the Orwellian mush that is undocumented immigrant. We are censored, blacklisted, deplatformed, and disappeared over ideas and words, while the left engages in actual violence and is applauded for it. And now you have CBS News joining CNN in legitimizing, condoning, and encouraging physical assaults, but only against one class of people, the unprotected class. Now ask me again why the political elite, the news media, tech lords, academia, and Hollywood are so desperate to take away our Second Amendment civil right to own a firearm. So far there have been more than 330 documented hate crimes against Trump supporters. CNN and CBS consider that only a good start. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.